Good evening.
晚上好。
I hope you all refreshed with dinner.
希望大家吃过饭之后都重新得力。
I'll make a promise to you.
我要向大家保证。
It won't be as long tonight.
今天晚上不会讲很久。
But I pray the Holy Spirit will continue to reveal to us this great matter of fellowship.
但是我祈求圣灵会继续向我们启示这个交通的伟大。
I think we're only touching the surface.
我想我们刚刚接触到表面。
This is so enormous.
太大了。
So tremendous what God has done.
神做的太大了。
That you and I could be called into the fellowship of Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们被召进入耶稣基督的交通。
May the Lord open our eyes tonight.
愿神今晚开我们的眼。
Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1.
请我们打开以弗所书第一章
Verse 22 and 23,
第二十二和二十三节
And has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, or the assembly, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
格林多前书。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
第十二章十二节。
For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body,So also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
And look at verse 27.
二十七节。
It begins with this huge word. Now ye are Christ's body and members in particular.
这一节的开始是一个非常重要的词，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Now are ye Christ's body and members in particular?
你们现在就是基督的身体，特别呢各做肢体。
Let's have another word of prayer.
那我们再有些祷告。
Lord, again, you know how utterly dependent we are upon you.
主，你知道我们何等的需要来依靠你。
We cannot rely upon ourselves for these words.
我们没有办法自己明白这些话。
We dare not take any confidence in the flesh.
我们在肉体之中也不敢有任何的自信。
I know I pray it so often.
我常常这样的祷告。
Forgive me, Lord.
主啊，赦免我。
But it means everything to me.
主，你是我的一切。
I say like Peter said.
我要像彼得说的那样。
Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
Unless you take those words that are living and true,
除非你将这些真实和活的话
and make them real to us by the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵向我们成为真实的。
All we'll get is more information.
我们能够不然的话，我们只不过都听到一些信息。
Quicken us, Lord.
主啊，让我们醒过来。
You know our bodies are tired.
你知道我们的身体软弱。
You know we're but dust.
你知道我们软弱。
But we pray you would grant us an anointing for this evening.
但是主，我们求你今天晚上你用圣膏油膏我们。
An anointing to hear your word.
膏我们，让我们听见你的话。
An anointing to speak your word.
膏我们，让我们说你的话。
An anointing to take your word in.
膏我们，让我们能够吃进你的话。
And an anointing to make your word reality in our life.
膏我们，让我们在让你的话在我们生活中能够成为真实。
And an anointing to make this reality a corporate expression.
也膏我们，让我们这个真实能够成为一个团体的真实。
For this we ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名这样祷告。
Well, we're not going to do a long introduction.
我们不会做一个很长的介绍。
I hope your memory serves you well enough to know what we've done.
希望大家知道我们这次的信息要讲什么。
Only let me say these few things.
我只说几句。
This is a vast subject we're dealing with.
我们这次讲的是一个非常非常大的题目。
And I'm feeling the intense reality that we're only going to be able to touch upon the surface of it.
我感到呢, 因为这个题目这样的, 这么多, 我们只能够讲到它的表面。
As I said last night, it'll take a lifetime to discover the fellowship we've been called into.
像我昨晚上讲的, 要用我们一生才能明白我们蒙召要进入的这个交通。
And it will take an eternity to discover all that that fellowship means.
要在永恒之中我们才能够明白交通的意义是什么。
Let's just suffice it to say this.
让我们只是这样的讲。
It is the ultimate fellowship.
这是一个终极的交通。
You couldn't have been called into something more tremendous.
除此之外,再没有比这个更我们蒙召更要进入而重要。
You have been called into the fellowship of the Godhead itself.
我们蒙召进入神的位格他自己。
And the incredible thing that this very word fellowship means sharing in common.
而这个交通的意思呢,就是分享所共有的。
He is determined to share in common with us all that he is.
他定义要跟我们一同分享他所有的一切。
I like how that old brother said, all of his resources are at our disposal.
我非常喜欢一位老弟兄讲的，就是所有这些他给我们的资源。
That's what this fellowship is.
这就是这个交通。
And then this afternoon we talked about divine fellowship.
今天下午我们讲到神圣的交通。
I know your memory remembers some of the, you remember some of this.
我相信大家记得一些。
We just talked about how grand the character and content of this fellowship really is.
我们讲到了这个交通的
We talked about that it's his character that comes into us when we come into this divine fellowship. And we talked about that ultimate end or that climax of this divine fellowship. And if you can imagine what the Word of God says, and if
he
can come into your heart by the Holy Spirit, it says, in the end, we shall be like him. That's the climax of this divine fellowship. Well, tonight, we were going to deal with another matter on fellowship. That is this matter of fellowship expressed. You know, if we only have ideas about fellowship, if we only have understanding about fellowship, and we never see fellowship expressed, then we haven't entered into the reality of fellowship. What God wants us to do is not just have the theory of fellowship, but have the reality of fellowship. To enter into the experience of fellowship. To know the fullness of fellowship. To abide in fellowship. To have fellowship do its transforming work in us from the beginning to the end. We need more than theory. We need more than understanding. We need reality. And that's what we want to deal with some tonight. God in His Word expresses fellowship. It was never intended to be just teaching. From His point of view, He determined that this fellowship will come into existence and be expressed in fullness.
在神的那里他说这个交通要有实际并且能够丰富地表明出来。
And this is what the Bible's all about.
圣经就是这一点,就是圣经就是要讲到这个。
The expression of fellowship in fullness.
就是把这个交通能够丰满地表达出来。
You know, when the Lord Jesus came,
主耶稣来的时候,
it's an incredible thought.
这真的是一个我们没有办法明白的思想。
Look at Philippians 2, verse 7.
腓立比书第二章第七节。
Philippians 2, verse 7.
腓立比书 二章七节。
This is speaking of the Lord Jesus.
这里讲到主耶稣。
It says, but he emptied himself.
他说他倒空自己。
Taking on abundance form.
他反倒虚己成了奴仆的形象。
Taking his place in the likeness of men.
成为人的样式。
And having been found in figure as a man,
既有人的样式,
he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death.
就自己谦卑存心顺服,
and that the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
This is what the Lord Jesus did.
这是主耶稣所做的。
This is God incarnate.
这是道成肉身。
This is Emmanuel.
这是以马内利。
This is God with us.
这是神住在我们当中。 He
came in the absolute lowest form.
他以最卑微的形式来了。
Brothers and sisters, I can't think of any more extreme limitation for the Son of God.
我实在没有办法再想象神还能够把自己限制到什么程度。
It seems to me it's infinite limitation.
对我来讲是一个无限的限制。
For the Lord Jesus, the God of all glory,
这个主耶稣荣耀的神,
to take on human form,
成为人的样式,
a bondman's form,
一个奴仆的形象,
the human being,
成为一个人,
to clothe himself in humanity,
取了人的样式,
seems to me to be the most extreme of limitations.
对我来讲实在是极端的限制。
Yet in that human form,
在这个人的形式里面,
he expressed his fullness.
但是他却表明了他的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, we see the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们看主的时候,
and when you read the John's Gospel, you discover something.
我们读约翰福音的时候就会发现,
it says, and the Word became flesh,
说道成肉身,
and dwelt among us.
住在我们当中,
and it doesn't end that he was limited.
他不单单是说他受了限制,
and it says, and we beheld his glory,
而且说我们看见他的荣光,
as of the glory,
正是,
of an only begotten of the Father.
正是父独生子的荣光。
And just so we'll get the full picture, this is what he
says. 他所说的让我们能够看到完整的形象,
full of grace and truth.
丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
Brothers and sisters, in that severest limitation of that human body, we see the full expression of Christ.
在那个受限的人的里面, 我们看到了耶稣基督的丰满的耶稣基督。
Look at John 21 with me, John's Gospel.
约翰福音, 约翰福音第21章。
John 21.
约翰福音21章。
This is the same writer we were reading about this afternoon in 1 John.
这是今天下午我们所读的约翰一书的同一个作者。
And this is what he said about the expression of the Lord Jesus.
这里面他讲到耶稣基督他的表现。
Verse 24 and 25.
第24节和25节。
This is the disciple whom bears witness concerning these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his witness is true.
为这些事做见证, 并且记载这些事的, 就是这门徒, 我们也知道他的见证是真的。
And there are also many other things,
还有许多其他的事,
which Jesus did,
耶稣还行许, 耶稣所行的事还有很多,
the which if they were written one by one,
若是一一都写出来,
I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books written therein.
我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
Brothers and sisters, in this most extreme limitation,
弟兄姐妹, 在这个极端的限制里面,
of taking on a human body,
取了人的形象,
the Lord did the most incredible thing.
耶稣基督做了最不可思议的事。
It was an expression full of grace and truth.
就是把 恩典和真理丰丰满满地显明出来。
And so strongly was this fellowship expressed,
是将这个交通非常强烈地表明出来,
that this writer John had to conclude with this remark.
所以这个使徒约翰他必须这样来结束他的福音书。
He said, I suppose if everything he had done was written down,
他说如果他做的事一一都写下来的话,
all the books in the world would not contain it.
整个世界所写的书都容不下。
Now I've got a fairly good sized library.
我有一个很不小的图书馆。
Freedom has a bigger library than me because I see the books he buys at the conference.
朱弟兄他的图书馆比我更大, 因为我看到他去特会的时候所买的那些书。
But have you ever been in one of these massive libraries, like a university library or something like that? Think of the Library of Congress. All the books, the millions and millions of books that are written.
但是如果我们想想各式各样的图书馆，大学里的图书馆，国会的图书馆，千千万万的图书馆，它们里面许许多多的书。
And even if we had all those books,
如果我们有了所有这些书,
if we had all that opportunity of pen and paper,
如果我们有机会读了所有那些书,
if you would write down the things the Lord Jesus did while he walked in that human body,
但是如果你把耶稣基督以人的形象来到世上的事所记录下来的话,
you wouldn't have enough ink,
你的墨水不够,
and you wouldn't have enough paper,
你的纸也是不够的,
to express all that the Lord Jesus expressed in that human body.
把耶稣基督在人的形象中所做的事表明出来。
I thought it's such human, such a limitation.
主是那样的限制了自己。
How can the Lord work so marvelously through that human body?
神他怎么能够在人的形象里面做那么多的事?
But it's because he's laying down a divine principle of fellowship.
因为呢，他因为他跟神有那神圣的交通。
In his first coming,
他第一次来的时候,
he worked through his human body.
他是用
When he goes back to the Father, he works through his spiritual body, the body of Christ.
他去了父那里以后, 他是借着圣灵这个形象来做事。
Now, if you think the Lord's body was a limitation,
如果你想到耶稣基督的身体是有限的,
think of the body of Christ.
那么想象基督的身体。
Yet this is the very vessel that the Lord Jesus has chosen to be the expression of fellowship.
教会就是耶稣基督所选择的彰显交通的器皿。
Luke explained this.
路加这样解释说,
Luke wrote his gospel, the gospel of Luke.
路加写路加福音的时候,
and he wrote it to Theophilus.
他对提阿波罗说,
And if you look at the beginning of Luke,
路加福音的开始,
he said, let me begin at verse 3. It has seemed good to me also, accurately acquainted from the origin of all things, to write to thee with method, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things in which thou hast been instructed.
第三节，这些事我既从起头都详细考察了，就定义要按着次序写给你，使你知道所学之道都是确定。
Now what are the certainty of those things?
这些事是确定的一点。
That seems to be sort of vague language to me at first.
一开始我觉得很不具体。
But the certainty of those things is this.
但是呢，确定的乃是,
the Word became flesh.
道成了肉身,
and we beheld his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光,
as of the glory of the only begotten of a Father.
正是父独生子的荣光,
and that glory wasn't limited by the vessel.
而这个荣耀不会被器皿所限制,
and that human form did not hold back the glory.
这个人的形象并不能使这个荣耀减少。
And we see the Lord Jesus walking in that human body full of grace and truth.
我们看到耶稣基督在人的身体里面来到这个世界满了神的荣耀。
Now turn to Luke's second work, the book of Acts.
使徒行传是路加写的第二卷书。
The same first, the first chapter again.
同样是第一章。
First verse.
第一节。
I composed the first discourse, that's Luke's gospel.
我做了前书，就是路加福音。
O Theophilus,
提亚菲罗,
that's the same person,
同样一个人,
concerning all the things which Jesus began both to do and to teach.
论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
In the first writing, he wrote the certainty of things.
在他的第一卷书中，他讲到了
And And the certainty of things is Christ was born in the flesh. In all of his fullness, his fullness was expressed in that human limitation.
他的丰满, 虽然他的丰满在这个有限的人的身体中还是彰显出来。
This second work opens the second scene.
那么第二卷书呢, 让我们看到第二件事。
In fellowship expressed has this one thing in view.
那么在交通里面呢, 就显明出这一件事。
The Lord has determined that once again, his fullness will be expressed in a body.
神定义了, 要在一个身体之中将他的丰满彰显出来。
In Luke's gospel, he began to do and teach.
在路加福音中, 他一开始就这样的来教导。
In the book of Acts, he continues to do and teach.
在使徒行传中, 他继续这样的行这样的教导。
In the book of Luke, he did and taught through his human body.
在路加福音中, 他是以人的形象来教导我们。
In the book of Acts and through the whole church age,
那么在使徒行传和整个教会历史之中,
he continues to do and teach through his spiritual body.
他借着他属灵的身体继续来做事，继续来教训。
You know, I think the body of Christ,
我想耶稣基督的身体,
is a more severe limitation than his natural body.
比耶稣基督的身体更加的有限。
How we hinder the body of Christ, how the church hinders the expression of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督的身体就是教会是何等了使耶稣基督的彰显受到限制。
Yet if you can begin to take it in, it's his very purpose that he would express himself through that corporate body.
然而呢, 就是在这样一个团体的身体里面, 耶稣基督要把自己彰显出来。
Let me see if I can share a principle, an illustration with you.
我希望能够跟大家分享一个原则和一个说明。
Everybody knows 1 Corinthians 15 is about resurrection.
大家知道哥林多前书第15章是讲到复活。
Maybe I'll get you to turn to it.
那我们翻到第15章。
1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书第15章。
Begin in verse 42.
第42节开始。
Thus also is the resurrection of the dead.
死人复活也是这样。
It is sown in corruption.
所种的是必朽坏的。
It is raised in incorruptibility.
复活的是不朽坏的。
It is sown in dishonor.
所种的是羞辱的。
It is raised in glory.
复活的是荣耀的。
It is sown in weakness.
所种的是软弱的。
It is raised in power.
复活的是强壮的。
Listen to this.
请听。
It is sown a natural body.
所种的是血气的身体。
It is raised a spiritual body.
复活的是灵性的身体。
If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual one.
若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
Thus also it is written, the first man Adam became a living soul, and the last Adam a quickening spirit.
经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人。
And listen to this. Verse 46, but that which is spiritual was not first, but that which is natural, then that which is spiritual.
请注意听第46节, 但属灵的不在先,
Now you may be considering sending the elders to me to correct me right here and saying, brother, you've wandered off the ranch. What on earth are you talking about?
也许你会请一些年长的弟兄过来纠正我说你在说什么。
But this is a spiritual principle.
但是这是属灵的原则。
The Lord chose it in his body.
耶稣选择他的身体。
First it was his natural body.
一开始是他, 天然的身体。
The natural first.
就是这天然是在先。
And then he extends that principle, then in his spiritual body.
然后他延伸了那个原则, 就是他有了一个灵性的身体。
Fellowship expressed is the Lord expressing himself through his natural body.
这个交通的表达首先就是耶稣基督在他人性的身体上先表明出来。
With all of its limitations.
有着他各样的限制。
Fellowship expressed is the Lord Jesus expressing himself through his corporate body, the body of Christ.
基督的显明也是借着耶稣基督灵性的身体就是教会显明出来。
This is what he's after.
这是神所要的。
This is fellowship express.
这就是 交通的显明。
It isn't in particular the universe that he wants to express himself through.
他不是说要就是在这个宇宙中来帮他自己彰显出来。
I do believe the stars and the universe are wonderful and how great they are, how they magnify the Lord.
我的确相信日月星辰宇宙他们确实将神表明出来。
But brothers and sisters, I want you to really take this in this weekend.
但是这个周末希望大家特别的能够明白记住。
The Lord has made a determined decision.
神他定义。
When it comes to this matter of fellowship,
讲到这个交通的时候,
he has determined that he would first express himself in a natural body.
他首先定义呢,他要借着一个人的身体把自己表明出来。
And he has determined that his glory wouldn't ultimately be revealed in the universe, but it would be revealed in his spiritual body, the body of Christ.
他也定义了他的丰富要借着他所节选的一个灵性的身体在这个宇宙来彰显出来。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是特别的奇妙？
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
We would think maybe he would choose the angels to express his fullness in.
我们也许觉得他会选择天使来彰显他的丰富。
But he didn't.
但是他没有。
He chose the fallen seed of Abraham, Hebrews says.
但是希伯来书他所节选的是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He has continued this principle.
他继续这样的一个原则。
And that's the mystery of fellowship.
这就是交通的奥秘。
That he would choose us,
他选择我们,
who are human beings,
人,
like he was made a human being,
就像他成为人一样。
And he would make us his spiritual body,
让我们成为他灵性的身体。
And in that spiritual body,
在这灵性的身体里,
with all of its severe limitations,
他各样的限制,
He would express the fullness of who he is.
但是能够将他的所是完全的表明出来。
Now you may say, brother, I think you're taking this a bit too far.
你会说，也许你会说，弟兄，你讲的好像有点过了。
But go back to Ephesians, will you please?
那我们一起来看以弗所书。
Ephesians 1:22 and 23.
以弗所书第一章二十二节二十三节。
And has put all things under his feet.And gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
二十二节第二十和二十三节，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
If the Apostle Paul had stopped, which is his body, I would understand it.
如果使徒保罗讲到说教会是基督的身体，然后就停在这里的话，我可以明白。
But he did something absolutely wonderful.
但是他又继续讲了非常奇妙的事。
He went beyond that to express the very heart of God.
他继续往前，
and he said,
说明将神的心意表明出来。
His body,
他说这是。教会是他的身体。
The fullness of him that fills all in all.
是那充满万有者的充满。
This is fellowship expressed.
这就是交通的彰显。
If you don't believe that's true, look again at the verse we've read earlier, Ephesians 3:9-10.
如果你还不明白的话，我们再读以
弗
所书三章第九节第十节。
Listen to what it says about the church.
他讲到教会的时候。
And to enlighten all with the fellowship of the mystery hidden throughout the ages in God, who has created all things, listen to this word, in order that now to the principalities and the authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the church. I remind you, which is his body, the all various wisdom of God.
又使众人都明白，这历世以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
And look again at verse 11.
第十一节
According to the purpose of the ages.
这是照神从万事以先所定的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, this was not an afterthought.
弟兄姐妹，这不是事后的想法。
This idea of God choosing a body upon this earth to express His fullness through is not an afterthought.
神要在地上选择一个器皿来彰显他。来成为他的身体来彰显他，这不是一个事后的想法。
It's always been in his heart.
在神的心里一直都是这样。
It's the very purpose of the ages.
这就是历世以来的目的。
This fellowship of the mystery is the purpose of the ages.
这个交通的奥秘是历世以来的奥秘。
And the purpose is that now, through the church, he might express to the principalities and authorities the all various wisdom.Of God.
如今却借着教会使天上执政的掌权的得知神百般的奥秘。
I think that's almost too good to take in.
我觉得这太好了。
But that's what's in God's heart.
但是这就是神的心意。
So we have a very special place as the church, which is his body.
教会，耶稣基督的身体有一个特别的地位。
We're not to be some lifeless.Some lifeless organization.
这不是一个没有生命的团体。
But we're to be a living organism.
而是一个有机的身体。
Just as the Lord Jesus lived through his human body and did all those things that he did which the books cannot contain.
就像耶稣基督在人的身体里面所做的那么多的事，以至于所有的书都写不下。
So his intention and his thought is to do through his spiritual body, the body of Christ,
同样,
all those things to express who he is.
同样他要借着教会就是他灵性的身体来将他表明出来。
This is not an organization.
这不是一个团体。
The body of Christ is a living organism.
基督的身体是一个有机体，有生命的体。
It's the vessel that contains the Lord Jesus.
是一个承受耶稣基督的器皿。
It's the vessel that is to express the Lord Jesus.
是一个显明耶稣基督的器皿。
That's the only purpose of the church.
这是教会唯一的目的。
That's the only purpose of the body of Christ.
这是耶稣基督身体的唯一的目的。
Now think of your own body.
想一想你的身体。
Your own body is not to express itself.
这个身体不是要表明自己。
Your own body is to express what's the thought of the head, even your head.
这个身体呢，目的是要表明你的头所要想的。
So the body of Christ, the church,
所以基督的身体，教会
is to express who the head is, the Lord Jesus.
是要表明他的头就是耶稣基督是谁。
Well, I hope you're getting some of what's in my heart.
希望大家能够明白我能够明白一些我的心。
Here is my burden.
我的负担乃是
I want us to see and enter into a fuller expression of fellowship expressed.
我愿意能够更多的明白这个基督的表明能够更加的丰富一些。
And I believe the place that's to be realized if we understand the word of God is in the body of Christ.
我相信，如果我们要明白神的话，那么能够让我们明白的地方就是教会。
That's his chosen base.
就是他所拣选。
That's his choice of expressed vessel.
是他所选择的来彰显的器皿。
That's how he will work.
是他借着来做工的。
That's how he will continue to do and to teach.
就是他继续所行所教训的。
Throughout the book of Acts, we see the church continuing to do and teach.
借着使徒行传我们看到教会继续他所行所教训的。
But here's the fellowship of the mystery.
但是呢，这个交通的奥秘。
It's not the church continuing to do and to teach.
不是教会继续所行所教训的。
But it's actually the life of the Lord Jesus in the church continuing to do and to teach.
乃是教会里面耶稣基督的生命继续的所行和所教训。
This is fellowship expressed.
这是这个交通的彰显。
And here is my great concern.
那我想到的我非常担心的一点。
I think many of us have a concept of what the body of Christ is.
我想大家可能对于耶稣基督的身体都有一个观念。
But I don't think every one of us has a real consciousness of the body of Christ.
但是我不是每一个人对耶稣基督的身体都能够明白。
Now you are conscious of your body.
你对你自己的身体是很敏感。
As a matter of fact, sometimes we're too self-conscious of our body.
有的时候我们对自己身体太注意了。
Every time Linda gets in a dress, she says, "Honey, do I look good in this dress?"
每次我太太穿了一个新衣服的穿衣服的时候，都会问我说，我穿上是不是很好看
？You young brothers and you old brothers, there's only one answer to that question. Don't you ever forget it. The answer is, "Honey, you look marvelous in that dress." That's the only answer. Okay?
上了年纪的弟兄都知道。对这个问题只有一个答案。
But that's not the consciousness I'm talking about.
但我讲的不是这种对自我的意识。
Are we even conscious of the body of Christ?
而是我们对基督的教会，我们有没有感觉？
Have we discovered that this is the vessel of His choosing?
你有没有发现这是神所拣选的器皿？
Have we come into an understanding that this is the vessel He will move and speak through today?
知不知道这是神今天所要节选所要啊所要向他讲话的器皿。
This is the consciousness we need.
这是我们心这是我们所需要的感觉。
This is the only consciousness we need.
这是我们所唯一需要的感觉。
I remember years ago when this burden came to me about concept and consciousness.
我记得几年以前当这种想法我有了这种想法就是呢这种感觉和观念的想法的时候
And it felt very real in my spirit.
在我灵里面觉得非常的真实
And then I remember when I read something that confirmed it.
然后呢我记得我就读到了一些印证了我的感觉
Brother Nee said this in the body of Christ, a reality.
尼弟兄在耶稣基督的身体的真实的里面说
All who know the life of the body of Christ,
所有知道耶稣基督身体生命的人
will have a consciousness of the body of Christ.
都会对耶稣基督的身体有感觉。
If you really know the life of the body of Christ, you will be conscious of the body of Christ.
如果你真实的知道耶稣基督身体的生命，你就会对这个身体有感觉。
He said, "If you really have seen the body, you cannot but have that consciousness."
如果你还没有真正看见这个身体，你就不可能有这个感觉。
Because the life in you being a reality,
因为你里面的生命变成为真实
and an experience,
然后有了经历
it cannot but fail to show forth that consciousness.
你就一定会有这种感觉表明出来
It cannot fail to show forth that
就一定会这样
He said, "This is the most distinctive expression of life."
这就是生命最最显著的特点
It is life expressed.
这将生命表明出来。
It's a consciousness of the body of Christ.
是对耶稣基督身体的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need.
弟兄姐妹，我们所需要的就是这个。
We don't have a living consciousness of what our calling is.
我们对我们的呼召没有一个真实的生命的感觉。
How we need this consciousness.
我们何等需要这种感觉。
Having the teaching and seeing the reality of the body of Christ are from two different realms.
我们可以从两个境界来看这一点。
Hearing teaching of the body is merely an outward understanding.
那么第一个境界呢，就是有这样的教训，这是从外面的理解。
It's the understanding of a principle.
是明白一些原则。
Whereas seeing the body of Christ,
而看见耶稣基督的身体
produces a living consciousness within.
这在我们里面产生了一个真实的感觉。
And it's a consciousness we can't live without.
这是我们不能缺少的一种感觉。
Let me try to explain it this way for you new believers.
对新的弟兄姐妹，让我这样来解释。
When you were saved, something happened.
你得救的时候会发生一些事。
You discovered you were part of a greater thing.
你发现你是一个更大的事情里面的一部分。
You were no longer your own.
你不单单是你自己。
You were bought with a price.
你耶稣基督买赎。
You were cleansed with the blood.
耶稣基督用血洁净你。
You were saved.
你得救了。
But something else happened.
但是还有其他的事。
You began to discover that there were other people just like you.
你会发现还有一些像你一样的其他的人。
Just like Tom is just like me.
就像我们的弟兄和我。
We are both brothers.
我们都是弟兄。
And I have a consciousness that he's my brother.
我一种感觉他是我的弟兄。
And when I'm born again, I begin to not just think as an individual.
当我重生之后，我就不再是以一个个体
I begin to think of others.
我想到其他的人。
I begin to think of other brothers and sisters.
我想到其他的弟兄姐妹。
And I begin to discover.
我开始发现。
That this is the vessel that he chooses to express himself through.
这是他所节选的来彰显他自己的器皿。
May the Lord deliver us from just having a concept.
愿神帮助我们，让我们脱离单单是在观念的层次。
Brothers and sisters, there are people that can talk night and day about the teaching of the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，有些人他们可以啊，他们可以夜以继日的不断的讲耶稣基督身体的教训。
They can tell you every reference in the Bible.
他们可以讲到圣经里面的每一点。
They can go on and on and say the body of Christ is this and the body of Christ is that.
他们可以一直跟你讲耶稣基督的身体是这个，耶稣基督的身体是那个。
And it's only a teaching.
但只是教训。
But if we have a consciousness of the body of Christ,
但是如果我们对基督的身体有感觉，
then we can enter into Christ express.
那么我们就可以进入另一个阶段，就是将的身体表明出来。
He has chosen to express himself through his spiritual body.
他选择了借着他灵性的身体将他表明出来。
Therefore, we need a consciousness of his body.
所以我们需要对他的身体有感觉。
There's a couple things I want us to talk about.
我还讲几件其他的事。
First of all, I want us to talk about the fact.
第一呢，首先我想讲到事实。
And then I want us to talk about the form of the body of Christ.
然后我想讲到耶稣基督身体的形式。
And then if I don't wear you out completely, I would like to talk about the function of the body of Christ.
然后我再讲到耶稣基督身体的功用。
Because I believe in the end, that's where we fall down.
我相信呢，这是我们失败的地方。
Some of us understand a little bit about what the fact of the body of Christ.
我们有一些人知道一些耶稣基督身体的事实。
Before the night's over, I'll probably be able to convince you that you are in the body of Christ.
我们都是在耶稣基督身体里面。
Some of us can even understand what the form of the body of Christ.
有些人还能够明白耶稣基督身体的形式如何。
It's the head and the members of the body of Christ.
就是呢，头和肢体。
But so often we don't understand the function of the body of Christ.
但是我们常常不明白耶稣基督身体的功用。
That's where fellowship expressed is lacking.
这就是呢，这是交通啊缺少的地方。
So these are the things we would like to look at.
这是我们要看的几件事。
First of all, the fact.
首先是事实。
Facts are very important things.
事实是非常重要的。
If we stand in the fact,
如果我们在事实之上
，faith will follow.
那么信心就会跟上。
If we stand in the fact, faith will follow.
如果我们有事实，信心就能够站得住。
And fellowship will be expressed.
那么交通就能够彰显出来。
That's the order.
这样的秩序。
We must know the fact of the body of Christ.
我们要先知道耶稣基督身体的事实。
We must stand in faith that we are in the body of Christ.
我们要相信我们是在耶稣基督的身体里。
And then through function, the body of Christ is expressed.
然借着功用呢。耶稣基督的身体就表明出来。
Now think about the fact of the body of Christ.
让我们首先来思想身体的事实。
The first thing about the fact is in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27.
第一个事实是在哥林多前书第十二章。
Yeah, 12, verse 27. 1 Corinthians 12.
第十二章二十七节。
Verse 27 reads, Now...Ye are Christ's body and members in particular.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
This is the first fact.
这是第一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something that is a distant idea or goal.
这不是一个遥远的理想或者目标。
The fact that the Bible teaches we are now the body of Christ.
圣经教导的事实是我们现在就是耶稣基督的肢体。
Means we are to now be the expression of who Christ is.
现在我们就表明耶稣基督是谁。
Now is a very important word.
现在这是一个非常重要的字。
It's a huge word.
是一个非常大的字。
It's not a future hope.
不是一个对于将来的盼望。
It's a present reality.
是一个现今的事实。
This is what we need to see first of all.
这是我们首先需要看见的。
Now think about that. Now ye are the body of Christ.
要想到说，现在我们就是耶稣基督的肢体。
Is there anything more personal and more intimate to you than your body?
那么在你的身体里面，是不是你的身体是跟你最亲密、最属于你自己的？
This is the grand thing about Fellowship Express.
想一想这个交通的表明。
There's nothing more personal to the Lord Jesus.
对主耶稣基督来讲，没有一个更个人化的。
There's nothing more intimate to the Lord Jesus.
没有更跟他亲密的。
There's nothing that he cherishes more.
没有他更让他喜悦的。
There's nothing he loves more.
没有让他更喜爱的。
Than his body.
就是他的肢体。
This, he cherishes it and he gives himself for the church is what we read.
我们读到这就是他为他自己所预备的。
This is, can you imagine? We are his own most intimate and close thing.
能够想象吗？我们是主耶稣自己他最个人的与他最亲密的。
I think that goes back to the privilege. It's almost too great to take in.
我们又要讲到特权，我们真的是没有办法明白。
But this is what we are.
但我们就是。
And this is what we are now.
而且我们现在就是。
And this is what he chooses to express himself through.
神就是这样选择我们来彰显他自己。
You know, if he had called us his library,
如果他让我们成为他的实验，
then we could be filled with knowledge.
那么我们就可以有很多的知识。
But he called us his body for one reason.
如果我们只是他的图书馆，我们会有很多知识，但是他让我们成为他的身体。
We are to be filled with his life.
就是要充满他的生命。
It's to be his life expressed.
是把他生命表明出来。
This is what the body of Christ did.
这就是耶稣基督身体所做的。
Now Romans, the book of Romans tells us a few things.
罗马书则告诉我们说。
In chapters 1 through 8, it talks about the individual life of a Christian.
罗马书一到八章讲到耶稣基督徒个人的生活。
Christ is to be expressed through the individual life.
耶稣基督借着我们个人的生命表明出来。
In chapters 9 through 11, it talks about the mystery of Israel.
那么第九到第十一节讲到关于以色列的奥秘。
Now I know people have different opinions on these chapters.
我知道大家呢对这三章会有不同的解释。
And I won't dare try to convince you of mine.
我不会呢试图让大家接受我的解释。
But I'll tell you this one thing about Israel.
但是关于以色列有一件事。
It was God's intention to express himself through the nation of Israel.
是神要借着以色列这个国将它表明出来。
They were to be a peculiar expression of who God was to all the nations in the world.
神要借着以色列向全世界将他自己表明出来。
And it says blindness in part has happened to Israel. Blindness in part, 11:25. Romans 11:25.
第十一章第二十五节。
Did you get it? Blindness in part, second part, has happened to Israel.
就是以色列人有几分硬心的。
Until the fullness of the nations has come in.
等到外邦人的数目填满了。
And so all Israel shall be saved.
以色列全家就要得救。
Ultimately,
最终
in the kingdom,
在国度里面
there will be a recovery in Israel.
以色列要恢复。
Now, I don't know what that means, all Israel will be saved.
我不明白以色列全家得救是什么意思。
But I know in the end there will be an expression of who God is in the kingdom through the nation of Israel.
但是我明白在末日的时候神要借着以色列的国来显明他自己。
But then if you turn to Romans 12, we arrive at the real thought of what God has for an expression.
那么到第十二章开始，我们就
Romans 12 verse 4 and 5.
十二章第四节第五节。
For as in one body we have many members, but all the members have not the same office or function. Thus we, being many, are one body in Christ, and each one members of the other.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
This is the fact.
这是事实。
Thus we.
是我们。
Or if you like the old authorized version, so we.
如果你喜欢另外一个版本，就是讲的我们也是。
Are the body of Christ.
耶稣基督的身体。
It's not we're becoming the body of Christ.
不是变成耶稣基督的身体。
It's not we will be the body of Christ.
不是我们将会成为基督的身体。
And one day express who the Lord is.
到那一天我们可以将神表明出来。
The first fact in the word of God is now are we the body of Christ.
神的话里面告诉我们的第一个事实就是现在我们是耶稣基督的身体。
Thus we are the body of Christ.
所以我们是耶稣基督的身体。
This is that corporate expression that he's after.
这是神所要的一个团体的表明。
It's not just the individual.
不是个人的。
It wasn't just through Israel.
不单单是借着以色列。
He has chosen specifically above every other vessel.His body, the church, to be the fullness of his expression.
他特别的选择了教会，他的身体在所有其他器皿之上来彰显他的自己。
Now the second fact is very important.
第二个事实也很重要。
The second fact tells us that the body of Christ is one.
第二个事实讲到说，耶稣基督的身体是一。
Everywhere you read, whether it's in 1 Corinthians or Romans verse 12, it says the body of Christ is one.
我们读到的每一处，无论是哥林多前书还是罗马书，都讲到身体是一。
There's not a Chinese body.
不是有一个中国人的肢体。
There's not an African American body.
或一个黑人的肢体。
There's not a German body.
或一个德国的肢体。
There is just one body.
只有一个身体。
And as a matter of fact, people make a big mistake when they talk about the body of Christ.
当我们讲到身体的时候，我们会犯一个很大的错误。
They say, I meet with a body here in this place in Newark. That's not right.
当我们讲说我们在这里在 Newark 来遇见这个身体的时候，那是错的。只有一个肢体。
We are all part of that one body.
我们是那一个肢体里面的部分。
This is the fact.
这是一个事实。
Now that body may be expressed here,
那个身体可能在这里表明出来，它也应该在这个地方表明出来。
Because the body of Christ is to be expressed in the locality.
因为耶稣基督身体应该在当地在本地表明出来。
The body of Christ is to be expressed in the local church.
教基督的身体应该在一个地方教会表明出来。
The body of Christ can only be expressed in the local assembly.
基督的身体只能在地方的教会表明出来。
There's only one body.
只有一个包，但身体只有一个。
But that one body is to be fully expressed in the local assembly.
而这个身体应该在本地的聚会当中丰满的表明出来。
That's the fact.
这是事实。
Facts are important things.
事实是非常重要的。
Look at 1 Corinthians 12 verse 12.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二节。
1 Corinthians 12 verse 12.
For
even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
Look at 1 Corinthians 12, 20.
第十二章二十节。
But now the members are many and the body one.
但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
Look at Romans 12 verse 5.
罗马书十二章第五节。
Thus we being many are one body in Christ, and each one members of one another.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
Look at 1 Corinthians 12 13.
哥林多前书第十二章十三节。
It says, For also in the power of one Spirit, we have all been baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bondmen or free, we have all been given to drink of one Spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都是从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
This is a very important fact.
这是一个非常重要的事实。
There is but one body.
只有一个身体。
And yet that one body is to be expressed in the local assembly.
而这个身体呢，就是在各地的教会显明出来。
Let me see if I can explain.
让我解释一下。
The Lord only talked about the assembly or the church twice when he was on the earth.
当主在地上的时候，只两次提到教会。
Matthew 16, verse 16,
在马太福音16章16节
he talked about the church.
他讲到教会。
He said to Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
他告诉彼得说，我要建立我的教会，阴间的权势不能胜过。
This is the universal church.
这是讲到宇宙性的教会。
We're all members of that universal church.
我们都是那个宇宙性教会的一个成员，一个肢体。
But the universal church doesn't express the reality of who Christ is.
但是这个宇宙性的教会没有将耶稣基督事实表明出来。
You have to go to Matthew 18, verse 20.
我们要到马太福音十八章二十节。
And there's the local church.
那是讲到一个地方教会。
That's where you can sin against your brother or your sister.
在那里你可能得罪你的弟兄姐妹。
And it says, wherever two or three are, there I am in your midst.
他说，有两三个人奉我的名去奉我的名聚会，我就在你们当中。
I see so many people living in the universal church.
我看到很多人活在那个宇宙性的教会里面。
Talking about the universal church.
在讲论宇宙性的教会。
They say I'm a member of the universal church.
他说我是那个宇宙教会的一部分。
It's true you are a member of the universal church.
你确实是他的一部分。
But if all you talk about is being a member of the universal church.
但是如果你讲到你只是宇宙教会的一部分。
You will not enter into the expression of who.Of this fellowship.
但是你就没有进入这个交通的表达里面。
But if you're livingly connected to the local assembly,
但是如果你在生命当中与一个本地的教会连接，
if you're connected to the brothers and sisters,
与你弟兄姐妹连接，
there will be an expression of the living Christ.
那么这个有生命的活的基督就在你身上表明出来。
This oneness of the body is a sacred fact.
这个身体的一是一个奥秘。
There's a third fact.
还有第三个事实。
The third fact is that we are members of the body of Christ.
这第三个事实就是我们是基督身体的肢体。
Remember, this is a living organism.
记得这是一个有机体。
This is not an organization that you can join.
这不是一个你可以参加的机构。
And we need to know how we become members of the body of Christ.
我们要知道怎么成为这个肢体的一部，这个身体的一部分。
Well, the word shows us two ways.
神告诉我们有两种。
First of all,
神用两种方式告诉我们。
We are born again.
首先我们重生。
You have to be born again.
你必须重生。
If you don't have new life, you can never be a member of the body of Christ.
如果你没有一个新的生命，你不可能成为基督身体的一部分。
You may be a good person.
你可以是个好人。
You may have spotless character.
你可能有非常好的品格。
Everybody might just rave about you.
每个人都赞扬你。
But if you don't have new life in you by new birth,
如果你没有借着重生得到一个新的生命，
you can never become a member of the body of Christ.
你永远不能成为耶稣基督身体的一个成员。
Do you remember that nocturnal meeting that the Lord Jesus had with Nicodemus?
你记不记得耶稣基督跟尼哥底母的对话？
In John 3,
在约翰福音第三章，
he stopped Nicodemus right in the middle of his words.
他打断了尼哥底母的话。
Nicodemus was asking questions.
他来问问题。
And he stopped Nicodemus right in the middle of his words.
在他问的时候，耶稣基督打断他。
Because he knew what the essential issue was.
因为他知道尼哥底母的问题是什么。
And he said, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
他就说，除非你重生，不然你不能见神的国。
And Nicodemus was puzzled by such language.
尼哥底母听了这样的话，很疑惑。
How is it possible being old to be born again?
他说，人老了如何能够重生呢？
Can a man enter his mother's womb and be born for the second time?
难道能够进到母腹里再生一回吗？
And then the Lord said it again.
主耶稣对他再次说，
He said, unless you're born again,
人若不重生，
you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
就不能进神的国。
I know he's dealing with the kingdom of God here.
我们知道这里讲到是神的国。
But first of all, we must have new life. We must be born again.
但是我们首先要有新的生命，我们要重生。
But there's a second thing we must have.
那还有第二件事。
And that is we must be baptized into the body.
我们要进入基督的身体。
Now be very careful here. I'm not talking about baptism by water or immersion.
我不是请大家注意, 我这里讲到不是受水的浸。
This is essentially how you become a member of the body of Christ.
这是你怎样来成为耶稣基督身体的一部分。
Do you remember in Acts chapter 2?
记得在使徒行传第二章吗?
There were 120 of the best of a congregation.
那里有120个人,
I think you all would love that 120 to meet with you.
我相信大家都希望那120个人能够与你聚会。
I know I would like that 120 to meet in Richmond.
我们在Richmond那120个人的话。
But they were just 120 individuals.
他们只不过是120个个体。
And something happened on the day of Pentecost.
但是在五旬节那天发生了事情。
So often we just look at the sight and the sound, and that's all we see at Pentecost.
我们常常看五旬节的，我们只看到五旬节的声音。
There's something far more marvelous than the sight and the sound at Pentecost.
但是有一些比那个景象和声音更重要的事情。
Turn to 1 Corinthians 12.
我们再来看哥林多前书第十二章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
This is the explanation of what happened on the day of Pentecost.
这里解释了五旬节所发生的事情。
To those 120 individuals.
那120个个体发生的事情。
It says, for also in the power of one spirit, we have all been baptized into one body. 13.
都从 一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体，印于一位圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, this is the secret of how to become a member of the body.
弟兄姐妹，这是进入耶稣基督身体的奥秘。
You must first be born again.
首先必须重生。
You must have in you the new life that is Christ Jesus.
你要有耶稣基督的新的生命。
That divine life needs to come into you.
那神圣的生命需要进入到你里面。
You must be saved.
你必须得救。
You can't become a member in good standing if you're not saved.
如果你没有得救, 你不能靠着你的好行为来成为耶稣基督的。
But the second thing that happens when we believe in the Lord Jesus is even more incredible.
我们信了耶稣基督之后发生的第二件事更重要的事情。
What happens when we believe in the Lord Jesus is at the same time we are baptized into the body of Christ.
当我们信了耶稣基督的时候, 我们就受浸归入耶稣基督的身体。
And we become a member of the body of Christ.
我们成为耶稣基督身体的肢体。
This is how you become a member.
这是你如何成为身体的一个部分。
This is the fact.
这是事实。
Now let's look at something else.
我们再看一些其他的事。
Let's look at the form that the Bible describes.
我们再来看圣经里面讲到这个身体的形象、形状。
The body has a very simple form.
它的形状是很简单的。
Look at Tom, he's a good example.
我就是一个很好的例子。
The body has a head.
一个身体有头。
And it has a body.
还有一个身体。
That's all it is.
就这样了,
it's just two things.
只有两样,
it's not that complicated.
不是那么复杂,
even I get it.
我都能够明白,
it's a head and it's a body.
就是身体和头,
and this body expresses, as you see Tom moving, everything that's in Tom's head,
这个,
good or bad.
这身体表明的就是他头里面想的事情, 无论好坏,
that's what we are.
我们就是这样。
The head is Christ alone.
耶稣基督就是耶稣, 头就是基督自己。
It says in Ephesians, he is the head of the body.
以弗所书告诉我们他就是身体的头。
It says that we are his body.
说我们是他的肢体。
I can't think of anything more important for a body to have than a head.
我相信呢, 对头来讲, 身体是最为最为重要不过的。
Can you imagine a body without a head?
你能够想象一个没有头的身体吗?
It would be a grotesque thing.
是一个非常可怕的事情。
Did I stumble him? Grotesque? It would be an awful thing.
太可怕的是。
If the head and the body were not connected, it'd be an awful thing.
如果呢, 没有身体与头连着,
but brothers and sisters, look at Ephesians 1:22.
但是弟兄姐妹, 我们看以弗所书一章,
chapter 1, verse 22. And has put all things under his feet and gave him, that is Christ, to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. 122.
Yeah.
Oh.
I need your glasses.
Oh, you need my glasses? You need your glasses? Mm-hmm. You've been doing
okay,
all this without your glasses?
又将万有陷在他的脚下，使教会使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
Look at Ephesians 4, verse 5.
以弗所书第四章第五节。
Ephesians 4, verse 5.
以弗所书第四章第五节。
No, that's not. 4, verse 15, I think.
第十五节。
Holding the truth in love, we grow up into him in all things.Who is the head? The Christ. So you've really been doing all this without your reading. This is a miracle. Brothers and sisters, you have witnessed a miracle tonight. If you haven't heard a good message, at least you can go tell everybody you witnessed a miracle.
唯有用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
He is head of the body.
他是身体的元首。
All the commands come from the head.
所有的命令都来自头。
All the instructions come from the head.
所有的指令都是从头来的。
All the thoughts come from the head.
所有的思想都来自头。
The body is not to express who it is.
身体不是要表明自己。
But the body is to express who the head is.
乃是要表明头。
That's the form.
这是那个形象。是。
He's got other problems.That's the form.
这是那个身体的形式。
Brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous thing.
这是一件非常大的事。
It's not a headless body.
不是一个没有头的身体。
I don't know if any of you know much about literature.
不是，我不知道大家对
literature.
嗯哼，对文学大家。
But all almost many groups, the Celtic, the German, and American folklore all have this thing of the headless horseman for some reason.
在各种各样的文学作品里面，都不知道为什么都有这种没有这种没有头的身体的这种描述故事。
And the most famous one is Washington Irving. Do you remember the legend of Sleepy Hollow? We were forced to read it in school. Do you remember that?
那么最最著名的就是我们在上学的时候，我们必须要读的那一本书。
This was a headless horseman.
这是一个没有头的 horseman.
He lost his head.
他的头掉了，就是一个怪物。
And the body was running around doing whatever it wanted to do.
那个身体就随意所做他要做的事情。
Actually, the body was looking for the head.
其实他是在找他的头。
So that's a good thing.
这是好的。
But it's not a good thing that we had this body without this head.
但是如果我们有一个身，这个身体没有头，这是。
And legend goes, he would wake up furious every night from the grave, looking for his head.
那么在那个你描述，每天晚上他从坟墓里面醒来，出来要找他的头。
Brothers and sisters, the most important part of the body is the head, even the Lord Jesus.
那么。对身体来讲，最重要的就是那个头，就是主耶稣基督。
Sometimes we make man the head.
有时候我们让人作为头。
Sometimes man controls the church.
有的时候人变成教会变成由人来控制。
Sometimes gifted ones control the church.
特别是有恩赐的人，他们控制了教会。
Sometimes it's the leaders who control everything.
或者是领袖控制了教会。
It's right to have leaders.
是需要有领袖的。
It's right to have gifted ones.
有恩赐是对的。
It's right to have workers.
有工人是对的。
But the head is still supposed to be the head.
但是头还是应该是那个头。
And the head is supposed to express himself through all those vessels and through the body.
那么头乃是借着各样的器皿，借着身体来将它表明出来。
This is the form of the body of Christ.
这是耶稣基督身体的形式。
And then you have the members.
然后呢，讲到肢体。
That's the other part. We are members of the body of Christ.
我们是基督身体的肢体。
Now this is not a membership you can join, as I said.
这不是你可以加入的成员制。
You are a living member.
我们是活的肢体。
When 1 Corinthians 12 describes this body, it describes actual members of a body.
当哥林多前书第十二章在讲到这个肢体的时候，讲到的是这个实际的肢体。
It talks about head.
它讲到头。
It talks about hands.
讲到手。
It talks about feet.
讲到脚。
It talks about smell.
讲到嗅觉。
And it talks about gifts in the body.
讲到身肢体当中的恩赐。所有这些呢，都是讲到身体上的肢体。
We are members in the body.
我们是身体上的肢体。
And the first thing you discover about the body.
你发现的关于身体的第一件事。
It's absolutely important is that there are many members in the body.
非常非常重要的就是身体有许多的肢体。
You can look at 1 Corinthians 12:12 again for an example.
比如我们可以再次看，再看一看哥林多前书第十二章十二节。
For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，虽然肢而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
Could you imagine for a moment? Just having a body with a single member?
能够想象吗？有一个身体只有一个肢体。
Just think if it was a head and an arm.
想一想，只有一个头和一个胳膊。
Do you really believe the body could be expressed through a single member?
你认为一个肢体能够将身体表明出来吗？
The body can never be expressed through a single member.
一个肢体永远不可能表明一个身体。
It takes many members.
需要有许多的肢体。
And whether you read 1 Corinthians 12,
无论是哥林多前书十二章，
or whether you read Romans 12:4-5,
还是罗马书第十四十五章，
the emphasis whenever it talks about the members is the word many.
重点就是每当讲到肢体的时候，都是许多肢体。
Not one member.
不是一个肢体。
Not one man.
不是一个人。
Not one prominent member.
不是一个优秀的成员
but many members.
很多肢体
Every member is to be part of that expression.
每个肢体都是身体的表明的一部分
Look at what it says in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 19.
哥林多前书第十二章第十九节说
This would be grotesque as well.
这也是一样
But if all were one member, where the body?
若都是一个肢体，身体在哪里呢？
Brothers and sisters, it takes every member, every one of us to express fellowship.
需要我们每一个肢体，我们每一个弟兄姐妹将这个交通表明出来。
I happen to think the thumb is an incredible member.
对我来讲呢，我的大拇指是一个非常重要的肢体。
Think of what you can do with your thumb.
想想你用 你的这个大拇指可以做什么
The opposing thumb is absolute divine genius.
那它的组成真的这个设计的这个组成真的是非常非常的先进。我可以用我的这个指头来拿东西。
I can pinch thumb with my thumb.
我可以来捏它。
Think about what you could do if you didn't have your thumb.
想想如果你没有这个指头会怎么样？
What if you cut off your thumb?
如果它被磕掉了，会切掉会怎么样
？The whole body would suffer if that one member was missing.
如果缺掉了一个肢体，整个身体都要受苦。
The Bible in 1 Corinthians 12 talks about the comely members.
那么在哥林多前书第十二章讲到那不体面的肢体。
Now I don't know who the comely members are.
我不知道是谁。
Maybe it's Tom.
Yes.
He said yes. And maybe I'm an uncomely member.
也说我是不体面的肢体。
But it says an extraordinary thing.
但是呢，他们都有非常重要的功
用。He gives more honor to the uncomely members in the body of Christ.
在耶稣基督身体里面，那不俊美的让他越发俊美。
That there will be no division in the body.
是身体没有，是身体之中不会有不会有分裂。
That there will be no lack in the body.
也不会有缺乏。
This is God's great design.
这是神的伟大的设计。
Brothers and sisters, every member is vital.
每一个肢体都是重要的。
I know you have some members you think you could live without. I'm talking about the body of Christ now.
讲到耶稣基督的身体的时候，你可能觉得你可以不需要一些肢体。
And sometimes in Richmond, I think, well, there's a member I could live without.
那么我在 Richmond 的时候，有的时候会觉得有些肢体是我所不需要的。
But here's an important thing about the members of the body.
但是身体的肢体的重要性在于
，Every member is absolutely vital.
每一个肢体都是绝对重要的。
Even the hidden members.
即使是看不见的
Even the members we don't think about,
我们想不到的
All those members are for the fullness of the expression of fellowship of Christ.
每一个肢体都是为了要将基督身体的交通丰满地表现出来
We can't live without one another.
我们不可能我们是离不开其他弟兄姐妹
Every member of the body is important.
身体的每一个肢体都是重要的。
Now you may not think you're important.
你也许觉得你不重要。
But God's word says you're important.
但是神的话说你重要。
So don't say you're not important.
不要说你不重要。
You might say, well, I'm not a hand, so I'm not important.
你可以说我不是手，我不重要。
But you are important.
但是你重要。
You are vital.
你重要的。
To the expression of that fellowship.
以便将这个交通表明出来。
There's another thing about the member.
讲到肢体还有另外一件事
The members don't get to pick and choose what their function's going to be.
作为肢体的话你不能选择你发挥什么功用
It says in 1 Corinthians 12, 18 this
哥林多前书十二章十八节说
But God has set the members, each one of them in the body, according as he pleases.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上
Brothers and sisters, we spend a lot of our life in regrets.
弟兄姐妹，我们生活当中花很多的时间来懊悔。
We think if I were just like Tom.
我想，如果像 Pittman 弟兄。
Or if I were just like Marco.
如果我像叶弟兄。
If I had Larry's gift.
如果我要像李弟兄那样有恩赐。
Then I could function in the body of Christ.
那你就没有在耶稣基督的身体里发挥功用。
But here is the mystery of fellowship.
但是交通的奥秘。
God has placed you as a member in the body, not as it pleased you.
神将你放在这个身体当中当做一个肢体，不是为了你的喜悦。
But as it pleases him.
乃是让他喜悦。
This is what fellowship in the body of Christ is.
这就是耶稣基督身体里面的交通。
Each in the body as it pleased him.
是
We don't choose God's
chooses. 是照他自己的意思把肢体安排在身上不是我们选择
Let's look at this last thing.
最后一件事
Let's look at function.
功用
Because I think this is absolutely important.
我相信这是非常重要的
I didn't intend to spend long on it, but I think this is the major problem in the body of Christ.
我相信这是耶稣基督身体当中的一个主要问题
We've got too many members that don't function in the body of Christ.
在耶稣基督身体里面有太多的肢体没有发挥功用
And we've got too many members in the body of Christ that are overworked.
还有太多的肢体他们是超荷负重了
I think many of the members of the body of Christ are either passive or paralyzed.
身体当中没有一个肢体是被动的，是废弃的。
We don't think it's important that we do anything, so we're passive.
我们觉得做事情不重要，所以我们就非常的被动。
Or we're afraid to do anything, and so we're paralyzed.
或者我们不敢做，以至于我们就废了。
And do you realize if you're passive or paralyzed?
如果你是被动的，或者你废了
That means another member in the body of Christ has to do what you were supposed to do.
那就意味着基督身体另外一个肢体要做你所做的事情
This is the function in the body of Christ.
这是耶稣基督身体肢体的功用
For the fellowship to be expressed through the body of Christ.
要借着耶稣基督的身体将这个交通表明出来的话
Function of the members is absolutely vital.
肢体的功用是非常重要的
As a matter of fact, one brother put it this way.
事实上有个弟兄这样说
He said function is the key to fellowship.
他讲到功用乃是交通的关键
Function is the key, the secret to expression.
那发挥功用乃是将交通表明出来的关键
And brothers,
奥秘
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this one thing will determine whether you have a concept or consciousness.
这一件事真的是区分你是只有了观念呢，还是你有了感觉。
Are you a functioning member in the body of Christ?
你是耶稣基督里面，基督身体里面发挥着功用的肢体吗？
Or are you passive?
你是被动的呢？
Or are you paralyzed?
或者你已经废了呢？
If you are, it hurts the body.
如果你这样的话，你使身体受到伤害。
Every one of us is to take our place in the body.
我们每一个人都要在耶稣基督里面，都站在耶稣基督身体里当有的地位。
It may be a very small thing we do in the body.
在这身体中，我们可能只发挥非常小的功用。
But if you're faithful in the small things,
但是如果你在小事上忠心，
He'll begin to give you bigger things.
他会给你更大的事。
What I do in the body of Christ in Richmond, I'll tell you one thing I do.
在 Richmond 的基督身体里面，我所做的事情乃是
I take care of the trash.
我负责清理垃圾。
That's my job.
那是我的工作。
That's what I tell people my ministry is.
我这是我告诉弟兄，那是我的
职事。I make sure the trash goes out.
我看到那个垃圾送出去。
And I make sure every trash can has a liner in it.
我确定的每一个垃圾桶上都有那锁盖住。
That's the reason I tell people I'm a sanitation engineer.
所以我跟那里我们弟兄讲，我是清洁工，我是清洁的工程师。
You may not think this is important.
你也许觉得这个不重要。
You may not think the little things in the body of Christ are important.
你也许觉得基督身体里面的小事不重要。
But if you don't do the little things in the body of Christ,
但是你不在身体里面做小事，
then Christ will never be expressed.
但是基督就不能表明出来。
And the body will never function.
身体就不能发挥功用。
And the fullness of the Lord Jesus will never be seen.
耶稣基督的丰富就不能被人看见。
This is the vital part of functioning.
这是呢，发挥功用的重要性。
The fact is not enough.
仅仅事实不够。
The function is necessary.
我们还要发挥功用。
Let me read this last verse and we'll close with this.
我们要最后读的一节经文乃是。
In Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
From whom the whole body fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in its measure of each part, works for itself the increase of the body to itself building up in love.
全身都靠它联络得合适，百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Are you a joint of supply?
你是不是在各？你是不是联络在基督的身体里
？Are you a working part？
你是不是发挥功用的一部分
？Are you functioning in your measure？
你有没有按照你所得的来发挥功用
？If you're not, the whole body suffers.
如果你没有尽到功用，整个身体都受到损害。
Someone has to take up the slack.
有人要需要做。
And people ask me, what is the number one reason Christ is not expressed in fellowship?
当人问我说，基督在这个交通当中受损的第一个原因是什么？
And I tell them the number one reason that Christ is not expressed in fellowship is this reason.
那我会告诉他，基督没有在交通当中表明出来的第一个原因。
The members of the body are not functioning as they should.
就是基督的肢体没有按照他们应当发挥的功用而发挥功用。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing.
弟兄姐妹，这是件非常重要的事。
I hope you just won't ignore it.
希望大家不会忽略。
I hope every one of us will become a joint of supply.
希望大家每一个人都能够联络成合适。
I hope every one of us will become a working part.
每个人都能够发挥功用。
I hope everyone will work in our measure and not beyond our measure.
按照我们的身量发挥功用，也不至于超过我们的身量。
This is how fellowship is expressed.
这是交通的表明。
This is the secret of the functioning of the body of Christ.
这是基督身体功用的奥秘。
Well, I hope that was somewhat clear.
我盼望呢，大家能够明白。
It is amazing that the Lord has chosen this body of Christ, the church, to express all of His fullness.
神选择教会耶稣基督的身体来彰显他的丰富时代是非常非常稀奇的一件事。
It's utterly amazing that it is expressed the fullness of him who fills all in all.
让那充满万有者所充满的借着我们表明出来实在是一件非常稀奇的事。
It's utterly amazing that now through the church, his body, he is to express his all various wisdom.
他借着教会将各样的智慧表明出来，实在是非常的惊奇。
It is not later, it is now.
不是以后，是现在。
The form is simply the head and his body.
这个身体呢，就是他的头和他的身体。
It's the head and it's the members.
是他的头和他的肢体。
Expressing the life of the Lord Jesus.
将耶稣基督的身体表明出来，
as
生命表明出来。
Connected together.
他们连接在一起。
And joined together.
联络成合适。
And work together.
一起做工。
And labor together.
一起劳力。
The fullness of who the Lord Jesus is.
将耶稣基督他自己表明出来。
Is expressed.
能够将他的丰满表明出来。
And the most important thing.
最重要的乃是。
Is this matter of function.
就是。功用。
You know, one day the Lord will say to us,
有一天主会对我们说，
What did you do with the grace I gave you?
我给你的恩典，你做了什么？
And we'll have to give an account.
我们要负责。
We might say, Lord, I didn't think I had anything to give.
我们可以对主说，我觉得我没有任何东西可以给。
And the Lord will say to us, don't you know that I gave you what you needed to give?
主会对你说，你不知道吗？你需要给的，我已经给你了。
Brothers and sisters, begin to function in the house of God.
弟兄姐妹，让我们在神的家里面开始发挥功用。
Don't allow this burden to fall upon a few members.
不要只让这样的负担只在几个弟兄的身上。
Don't allow some to be overwhelmed and overworked.
不要让有些弟兄姐妹他们啊真的是过负担过重。
And others to check out.
其他的人就没有事做。
To be passive and to be paralyzed.
却是变成被动的，变为残废的。
If we do this,
如果我们这样做的话。
Fellowship will never be expressed.
如果我们这样的话，这样的交通就永远不会显明出来。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Lord, we just come to you and commit these words back to you.
主，我们到你面前将这些话交回给你。
Our prayer is somehow the Holy Spirit would make them alive.
主啊，我们真的是求圣灵能够让这些话活过来。
We need you to take those things that are from you.
我们求你那些从你而来的话。
And seal them in our heart.
借着你在我们心里面打上印记。
We need you to deliver us from just having a concept of the body of Christ.
主啊，求你救我们脱离不单单只有身体的概念。
We pray you would give us a real consciousness of the body of Christ.
主，我们求你给我们让对耶稣基督的身体有真实的感觉。
And we pray the fullness that is the Lord Jesus will be expressed in his body.
主，我们真的是求耶稣基督的丰富可以在他的身体上彰显出来。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Bring us into a reality of what this word means.
带我们进入这些话的真实。
And cause it to be the thing that glorifies you.
主啊，让这些事可以来荣耀你。
That we enter into this fuller expression of who you are.
我们能进入主啊你自己这个真实的丰满。
For we ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.